Oil traders go back to work today after a long holiday weekend. The price of crude oil has fallen sharply in the last 2 weeks of the year. Unusually warm weather in parts of the country, or the first 2 weeks of the year, rather. Unusually warm weather in parts of the country has given energy speculators cold feet. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Oil prices begin this week more than 13% lower than they were just 2 weeks ago. And the price of oil has tumbled more than 30% from its peak last July. Senior analyst Fidel Gate of Oppenheimer & Company says it hasn't suddenly gotten cheaper to pump oil out of the ground. Instead, the discount is coming from the trading pits and electronic exchanges where oil is bought and sold.
The minute the oil leaves the ground, it's owned by the financial markets. So every oil shipment around the world is traded several times before it reaches its destination.
And in the last 2 weeks, many of the people making those trades on behalf of hedge funds, investment banks, and ordinary pension funds have lost their appetite for oil. Some analysts blamed an unusual warm spell in the Northeast, which depressed demand for heating oil. But Gates says that was merely the straw that broke the camel's back. Speculators who'd previously seized on any excuse to pump money into oil futures were now racing to take money out.
You know, only 6 months ago, any news was taken as bullish news for oil prices. Now, any news is taken as bearish news for oil prices. There was a stalemate between Belarus and Russia. And Hugo Chavez is nationalizing and making all this kind of inflammatory statements. Nobody cares.
In fact, the day after Chavez, the president of oil-rich Venezuela, pledged to step up nationalization in his country, oil prices continued to fall. But energy analyst Ted Harper of Frost National Bank in Houston says with cooler weather and cooler heads, the sell-off in oil may be coming to an end.
As with any market, once you start to build momentum in a certain direction, it takes a while for fundamentals to will out, as it were. But I think we are getting to a point where those with a little longer-term horizon have started to nose around some of the fallen stars.
Chief economist Nariman Baravesh of Global Insight also suspects the stampede out of the oil market has pretty much run its course.
Our view is that most of the speculative activity is done with, and that we actually might see a slight rebound as the fundamentals come back into play, as it were. So we wouldn't be surprised to see a little bit of a bounce back. Not a lot, but a little bit.
So far, the drop in oil prices has been slow to show up at the gas pump. While oil prices fell about 19 cents a gallon in the last 2 weeks, gas prices dipped just over a nickel. Gas prices are well below their midsummer peak, however, and Baravesh says that has given consumers a little extra money to spend elsewhere.
People who had squeezed on discretionary spending will now spend a little bit more, whether it's going out to restaurants or taking that vacation that they didn't take last summer. So we will see a little bit more discretionary spending that wasn't there last summer in particular.
Still, both gasoline and oil prices have proven wildly unpredictable in the last few years. Weather and geopolitics can change quickly, and as the last 2 weeks have demonstrated, so can the mood of speculators in the oil market. Scott Horsley, NPR News.